Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Kevin Compoline and his wife were confronted with the "Why has this happened?" question when their son, then 12 years of age, was diagnosed with cancer. Years of Bible study or seminary provides a lot of knowledge, but there are times that only by going through the valley do we come to understand and experience the reality that God is enough. Speaking of this challenge to what he believed and taught, he says, "I found myself looking for answers. As I studied the scriptures and prayed, I became more and more aware of the fact that I cannot explain to myself and others what God has not explained to me." When I was first confronted with the reality that this deadly disease had touched Brad's life, he said, I thought an answer to the why question was what I needed and wanted. Through the weeks and months of our cancer journey, I realized that wasn't what I really needed or even wanted. I came face to face with the fact that, although I didn't have the answers to many of my questions, what I did have was the powerful and personal presence of the living God in my life in the midst of it. I came to realize that my God was more than enough, end quote. Did you notice that one sentence? I cannot explain to myself and others what God has not explained to me. Question. If the why question is such a definer of our faith, did God leave us ill-equipped to face the Gethsemane of the soul? But then if God should have gone to great lengths, giving us checklists and diagrams to follow to take us through the maze or those valleys, would we even then understand? It's impossible to fully understand what God has not explained to us. Yet God has not ignored the issue, nor does his silence keep us from running to him in times of need. One of the earliest of all biblical documents is the story of a man who struggled with this very issue. His name, Job. And even though he was upright, righteous is the term that the Bible uses to describe him, he lost his children in a natural disaster, his income and livelihood, his friends, even the respect of his wife. In the end, Job confronted the reality of God's sovereignty and greatness and learned that he is a refuge. God is God. And should we have the comprehension to understand the why question, we would be on God's level, or we would have reduced him to our level. Paul Myers, known as the beloved First Mate Bob of the Haven of Rest radio program, used to tell of a child who would bring his broken toy to his father, tears streaming down his face, and ask, "Daddy, why is my toy broken? Why doesn't it work?" Seeing the mechanical reason for the dysfunctional toy, the dad knows the child couldn't understand, too complex, too much beyond his knowledge as a child. Instead of trying to provide an explanation, he picks the little boy up in his arms, hugs him, dries his tears, and says, "Daddy loves you, son. Don't worry about it." The love and compassion of his father then becomes more meaningful than why a broken toy won't work. While we can't understand what God has not explained, we can experience his love and compassion. We can know that his son will never leave us or forsake us, and that he will walk with us as the shepherd of our souls in the valley and take us through our difficulty. Learning that God is enough is the important issue. You must never forget that Jesus said, "Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you," even in times of difficulty.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.